The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week, we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here's your host, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations, Ellen Shulman. Ellen Shulman's not here this week. You have Duff Lindsay at the helm today, and I'm happy to be part of the Forum for Nonprofits for this week and several shows we're going to do over the summertime. With us today is our people representing a really terrific and very well-known organization, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Now, our representatives are from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County. And that's Bill B. Hi, Bill.
Thank you for having us on the show.
You are welcome, and welcome to the show. We also have Rich Levine here. Rich actually works with Macy's, and Macy's is a large sponsor for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County. So welcome, Rich Levine.
Good afternoon, Duff.
Off the air, I asked him if he was related to Adam Levine. He said no. I see a resemblance in there somewhere. That's why I asked. Welcome to the show, fellas. So let's just start out. If someone, well, it's hard to have not heard of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, but what if, and of Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County in particular, Bill?
Well, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County is right now an expansion operation. We started in Martin because the agency that was down here regrettably had succumbed to the economic dislocation that has taken place for the last couple of years. And we were privileged enough to have the opportunity to expand into Palm Beach County and really serve the children that not were for a period of time not being served adequately. So it's now going on 3 years at the end of this month. And we will be running in the neighborhood between both counties about 720 children plus. And we anticipate easily going through 1,000 by the end of next fiscal year, June 30th.
So historically, you were Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Martin County. And,
right.
And Palm Beach has been added, and it's probably because of the size of it, a big, big portion of what you're doing right now.
There's no question. The growth is without question in Palm Beach County. But it's the second largest geographic county east of the Mississippi, is my understanding. And we moved from a population of about 148,000 in Martin to 1,000,004 in Palm Beach County. So, you know, the dynamics of what we're undergoing ourselves as far as exponential growth is amazing. And certainly the county has been welcoming us with volunteers. Certainly gaining some supporters. As a matter of fact, down here in South County, the Schmidt Family Foundation just came in and became a major donor for us. And that's helping with our expansion into the South County area.
That's incredible. And people, the website, because it's the chief way they can find out about your organization, is mentorbig.org.
That's correct.
www.mentorbig.org. And there are two phone numbers. I want to get them out there right away. For Palm Beach County, it's 561-727-3450. And in Martin County, 772-283-8373. So you're expanding even further. The push is on right now for South County.
Yes, it is. 3 years ago, we started in the middle of the county. And then kind of closed ranks between Martin and the middle of Palm Beach County. As a matter of fact, Lois Frankel had asked me at the time, she said, Bill, and how do you expect to, engage Palm Beach County? And I said, Lois, it's kind of like eating an elephant, small bites. So she chuckled, but I have to tell you, she was very helpful. And we immediately initiated a program in West Palm Beach, which is kind of a showcase program, and it's a career skills mentoring program specifically designed for 8th grade students, and it introduces them to local businesses. We have quite a few children in that group that are mentored within the state attorney's office, with Good Samaritan Hospital, with the city itself, and some others. And then we added some Department of Education programs that we had, which are Think Big Clubs. And that's where we have high school students mentor elementary school students at a after-school site. And that's been very effective. We did Lincoln Elementary. We did Grove Park. And that's, by the way, it's been so successful, we've been fortunate now to have DOE increase our funding by another 50%. So we'll be having about $300,000 in funding for programs of more of a tutorial nature, but with a significant mentoring component. And it's been very beneficial. Then, obviously, we have the classic community program. Another award we just received was mentoring children of incarcerated parents. And this will be a first for us as an organization, but we look to it as an opportunity of just how we can really create some positive inroads with children that probably are a little higher risk because of, you know, their circumstances.
I was just thinking the great need there.
There's no question. And if we have the ability to do it properly, which I certainly believe we do because I have an extremely professional staff, and I might add that every one of them are college educated, degreed, and extremely passionate about the children that we serve. So we've had, fortunately, very high marks from any site visit we've had from a funder, including DOE, including Children's Services of Martin County. We haven't been involved yet down here with any of the major, I guess, community funders, United Way Children's Services, but we have been involved with the city and, to a degree, the county, and we certainly have positive relationships with them.
Rich, I'd like to talk about your involvement for a few minutes, and I know you represent Macy's and you are with the Macy's Corporation.
Yes.
But you are also involved in the mentoring elements of this program as well?
Yes, I am the vice president and on the board of governors of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and I've gotten involved with it. I've had many different roles in the United Way over the past 20 years. Campaign chairman on the board, and I wanted to see something a little different. I wanted to see what an agency itself goes through to get funding and what the agency does with the money and how it's spent and how we can change people's lives. And Macy's, over the years, it's all about giving back to the communities where we live and where we work. It's a core value. We're proud of our contributions. We're proud of our individual volunteer efforts for these organizations. And Big Brothers and Sisters is dear to my heart. The people that are in Big Brothers and Big Sisters want to help children. And there's nothing better than mentoring a child to grow up in our society today, to put them in the right mind to grow for their future. And Big Brothers and Big Sisters, I've seen it in action. I've seen the mentors change people's lives and where they've started and where they've come out at the end. And it makes such a difference. And Macy's likes to get involved with that because it helps to do business. It also helps the community grow and to be kind to people and to make an effort to be one. And just that's the best feeling. And Macy's over the years, we've given 125,000 hours just in this last year in 2012 for volunteer hours. And I can tell you that our district, I am the manager of Give Back for our Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, and Martin County district. And I see all those hours and all the things that Macy's does with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, to Christmas parties, to help for the kids. It's just, you see the faces lighten up when they see all these different things that we do. The Taste of Martin County, where it's all these fundraisers, these golf tournaments, and the mentor programs. It feels so good from the heart, and I enjoy it, and I value that, and that's why I get involved.
And I would say, from my side of the equation, having a partner such as Macy's, with the volunteer pool that they have, with the leadership that most of their managers have, and with their corporate philanthropy attitude, it obviously, by partnering with an organization such as us, or candidly other organizations also, they really create a win-win for the community and the children, in our particular instance, that we serve. Richard mentioned the holiday party that we do with Macy's. We provide children that are in our program that I would say a multitude of them have never been in a Macy's with a gift card. Macy's underwrites a breakfast for them. They also assist with the gift card. I can't say that they don't.
I'm sure.
And a discount for these children. And interestingly enough, the thing that makes it so amazing is when we bring these children in, instead of immediately buying a gift for themselves, the first thing, and I'm not going to say every one of them, but certainly a preponderance of them, buy a gift for the mentor or for their single parent. And it's they're not thinking of themselves initially. And I think that is just by itself an amazing change from where they were prior to being, you know, in our intake process.
I can imagine that it changes the mentors, too.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, as rewarding as it is to the child, the benefits of being a mentor are enormous. Interestingly enough, I have five children of my own that span several decades, but I'm also a big for a slightly, not slightly, he's autistic and low-functioning individual, but he's my Huckleberry Finn. I have an absolute ball with his youngster, and for the primary reason is everything is positive to him. With all the adversity this child faces, he never, ever has a frown. He never, ever discusses the negative aspects of his life. Everything is kind of upbeat, and we have great conversations, and we have a lot of fun together. And it's amazing because you just give them the chance to talk. And when I first met him, he didn't speak. Now I can't stop him from talking.
And I could tell you, the associates at Macy's, they love to give back. You could see when the children come in to the store, they just have a smile on their face to helping them. And it's just such a rewarding feeling.
We're going to take a break right here. We're speaking with Bill B., who is the CEO and president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County. It's a little bit of it's a long title, but it's good. I can handle it. And Rich Levine, who's with Macy's and is also on the board of directors. Again, their website is mentorbig.org. If you want to reach them by phone in Palm Beach County, it's 561-772-3450. If you're up in Martin County, it's 772-283-8373. We'll be right back.
The following message is brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
At the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, our mission is to protect, educate, and promote the hospitality industry. We have more than 10,000 members statewide that are ready to serve you. FRLA members are backed by Florida's premier industry association. So the next time you're dining out at your favorite restaurant or staying at a hotel for the weekend, ask them if they are FRLA members. Only the best ones are.
People between the ages of 13 and 30 are now most at risk of becoming infected with HIV and AIDS. While proper treatment has become much more available and effective, only 25% of Americans with HIV are receiving treatment. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit ActAgainstAIDS.org. A public service message from United Healthcare, ActAgainstAIDS.org, and his station.
Outdoor living. It's the heart of the Florida lifestyle. And with propane gas, your backyard is your personal paradise. Whether it's heating a spa or pool or fueling an outdoor kitchen, fireplace, or torch lights, propane adds luxury to your life. And clean burning and efficient, propane gas is better for the environment. Learn more at PropaneFL.com. Fuel your Florida lifestyle with propane gas.
Message from the Florida Propane Gas Safety Education and Research Council, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. My name is Duff Lindsay, and I think before the break I mentioned the number in Palm Beach County in error. The Palm Beach County number to reach Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County is 561-727-3450. That's 561-727-3450. Here with Bill Lee from the organization and also Rich Levine, who also with the organization and is representing Macy's, a very large sponsor. So where you want to describe the kind of services that you do, things that you're working on?
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters, as most people may recognize, is the oldest and largest one-to-one mentoring organization in the world. And it's, you know, we mentor male to male and female to female. And we deal with children from 6 to 18, principally. You know, it may be a rare exception. But in our programs right now, we have, there's two main programs, a community-based program and a site-based program. Now, off of that, what we've done is we try and customize some of those aspects so that they can engage a community a little bit better and meet their immediate needs. Subsequently, we have a military mentoring program for veterans and for displaced families of deployed soldiers. We have, as I mentioned before, it's called BIS, which is Biggs Inspiring Scholastic Success. And Big Brothers Big Sisters in the state of Florida was just awarded a little over $4 million for that this year. And that's an educational motif with the mentoring components to it. But it's been a highly successful outcomes that we've achieved. I mentioned briefly before the MCIP, Mentoring Children of Incarcerated Parents. Again, the state awarded $1.5 million to all of the agencies and Big Brothers. And there's 13 of us right now in various counties. And we cover most of the counties in the state. But in our particular instance, away from that, in our expansion to South County, we're hoping to work with the educational component, which is a site-based BIS program. And we're also looking Brothers in Arms, which are veterans. We're looking for them to be big brothers and work with us with some of the children in our military program because they understand really some of the issues more with some of those children better than the average individual. So we're hoping that that has more synergy. We are also expanding the community program itself. We have a great partnership with St. Andrews down here. I think I alluded to the fact that the Schmidt family has picked us up as one of their donor-funded agencies. And I think that's a big asset because it gives us greater credibility as we increase our expansion to this territory. But the community itself has been tremendously engaging. I look for us to really make a positive impact in here very, very quickly. This coming year, I think we, and I don't have the specific schools right now, but I know that we're going to be focusing in the Delray and Boca area. And I know that we're going to have some, Lake Worth is kind of quasi mid-county, south county, and depending on which side of the county you're on. So, but we kind of use that as our demarcation line for moving towards South County. And I believe that, you know, I would say we'd be remiss in not saying we need volunteers. It's always an asset, and male volunteers especially. It's the more difficult element to pick up.
I was reading on the website, I believe, that there's a lot more boys in the program than girls.
That is true. As a matter of fact, we have a waiting list right now with boys and girls of well over 350 children.
Wow.
And part of that is capacity. You know, and while we're growing at an exponential rate, you know, as I mentioned, we just completed our third year. Well, while we restructured here in Palm Beach, Martin was originally restructuring. And during this economic issue that we've encountered, we've grown from zero to this year we're cracking the $1 million range in revenue. And our staff grew by 43%, I think it was, last year. And this year we're going to do likewise. This summer we're adding six new positions. And we're going to be focusing, again, as I said, in expanding down here in South County and then reinforcing our support of the areas that we have in Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter, Riviera Beach. That's another area of focus for us this year.
How does someone get involved as a mentor?
We have an intake process. You go to the website and you would start there. And I can't say that it's not challenging because child safety is paramount for us.
Your responsibility is great.
It is. But you really are required. It's only 4 hours a month. And, you know, when the funny part was people say, I don't have the time for it. Well, I used to lead a pretty busy life. And I think I still lead one. And I still find time for it. As a matter of fact, I managed to do more than that. But the realities are, as much as you mentioned before, that the impact is so spectacular for a child, the impact for the mentor is awesome also. John Hopkins had done some studies on that.
Well, if you want to grow, you have to give back.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing to do. Rich, a little bit more about Macy's involvement. And as a for instance, I'm quite certain there are – we have a lot of Macy's stores in the area, and there's probably a lot of associates that listen now who might want to get involved. How do they do that?
They can do the same thing on the website, or they can ask their supervisor to get in touch with me, and I would be more than happy to apply the same things that I did when I got started. I listened, I learned, and it's an amazing thing. I'd be more than happy to talk to each one of them on a one-on-one basis, why I joined. How I joined Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Bill was shopping in my store one day, and we got to talking, and he just seemed so incredibly knowledgeable. And for me, being on the board of directors of the United Way for many years, it was just a refreshing thing to have an agency and trying to grow. And Macy's likes to get involved with agencies that are professional, they have integrity, and they want to grow. And this was and Macy's had I did some research after, and Macy's had a tie with Big Brothers previously out of for the Southeast region, and it really made a sense of tying a relationship between the two organizations, Macy's and Big Brothers and Sisters, to help them grow. And we've helped them grow in Palm Beach and Martin County. Bill,
there's no question about that.
And Bill is an incredible leader. He's full of integrity. He is knowledgeable about business ethics, knowledgeable about money, knowledgeable about people, and is approachable. And those are the qualities that I look at, and what qualities Macy's looked at to help us understand the different organizations.
So were you involved in getting corporate interest on this organization in our area?
Yes.
Let's talk about how people get involved
philanthropically.
Yeah, that thing. Philanthropically.
Charitable.
People who want to donate a few dollars, people who want to donate time, people who want to donate big money. And we have, we are in particular here in South County, we're in an area that does have some wealth, and people do want to give back. How do they get involved?
I could say generically they could go to the website, but I don't want that. Anybody that really is looking to donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters, I'm personally happy to engage them if they wish to talk. And you know, our donors range from anybody that can give us $5 to obviously some people that have been in a different position and have the capacity to create, you know, greater wealth. And I think it's so important because I think people that have been fortunate in their lives, they really feel this is such an asset to be able to give back. You know, and obviously I'm going to focus on Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but certainly the philanthropy that is in South County is evident in so many nonprofits that are benefited by them. And I think one of the areas that people should really recognize, and we try and do, is strategic collaborations. And it becomes more effective tool for the children that we serve. One of our people that we're working with, and it's worked out, it's in the initial stages still, but Caregivers Youth, Connie Siskowski, we're trying to partner there for some of her children, some of our children, which overlap. First Tee is a new partner that we're going to be working with, especially on the mentoring component side. Carl Mastrata, he's very active and looking forward to it. We're doing a pilot program up in Martin to see how that benefits. There's others, but I think it's, again, looking at where the strengths are from each organization and how you can highlight that. And from having come from a business background, and Richard knows that, and we talk about it, and applying some of those instincts to the nonprofit aspect of life, we end up becoming more effective tool in serving the community.
We have about a minute left, so just to give you a heads up on that, Joe Down the Block wants to get involved. How does that happen?
Joe Down the Block, the easiest way, candidly, is to go to the website.
There and a donate button there on
yes, the there is. There is a donate button on the website. And Richard, did you?
Also, Macy's sponsors Thanks for Sharing in the fall season.
Yes, it does.
And it is a huge undertaking for Macy's. And every year we donate millions of dollars to a few different organizations. And Big Brothers and Big Sisters is, for the last few years, has been a recipient. And the way that people can get involved, they just have to go to Macy's, do a Thanks for Sharing, sign up. You get some great values. And help the organization.
It's a great form of cause marketing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that
I do it every year, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's meant $50,000 to us building capacity in Palm Beach County.
That's incredible. We are talking with Bill B. Love that last name, by the way. And he's president and CEO of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin County. I don't want to switch. That's the official name, right?
Yes, sir.
And the website to go for all the information is mentorbig.org. I'll give you two numbers again. Palm Beach, 561-727-3450. Up in Martin County, 772-283-8373. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure today.
Thank you very much.
It's been our pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's program has inspired you to get involved and give back. Forum for Nonprofits is produced by Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more at forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.